Welcome back to the Vinland Chronicles, a Vinland Saga podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Chad.
Hi, I'm Ronnie.
And today we're covering Season 2, Episode 9, Oath. Ronald, what did you think of this episode?
Well, a bit of a backstory. I believe last week or a couple weeks ago, you pointed out this episode as one that we should try and watch together. Although the problem is we record this on a Wednesday, and that's kind of like a middle of the week, hard to create or carve out even more time to spend together than we already do to watch an episode. So then basically we got to Tuesday. I had completely forgotten about it until I got to a certain part in the episode when I went, oh yeah, Chad said we should watch this one together. I kind of see why he wanted to do that now. But, and I'm almost done, and then I'll quit talking, and we can get into the first minute of the episode. At the same time, once that little part happened, I kind of kept expecting more. Like, this was not the kind of episode I thought it was going to be for you to have said that we should have watched it together.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of glad we didn't watch it together, because I've seen this episode once, maybe twice, before watching it now, and every time it just hits me in the feels to where
I cried.
The first time I watched this, I definitely had tears coming down. And this last time, I felt it coming. And it was one of those where I like held it in. Even though nobody was with me, I could have let it all out.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I'm actually glad I'm not with Ronnie right now, because I think I'd get emotional with him.
You're so sensitive. The reason I did not get emotional, because there's definitely some, you know, it's pulling at the heartstrings a little bit, it's because I'm scared of zombies. And there were zombies the whole time.
Very creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a good job of actually making it creepy.
Right. So that was kind of, it evened me out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's almost like a motivational cry that I had. If that
okay.
makes sense.
All right. Did you go, like, get some stuff done afterwards?
Let's see. What did I do afterwards?
Because I did not.
I did about 15 push-ups afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good for you. I've been in a funk all week. I haven't done anything.
This week?
Yeah.
It's probably because you didn't see me yesterday. That was...
It might have been. It threw me off my routine completely.
But yeah, dude, have you ever seen those motivational videos that it'll be like motivational movements and it's just a random TikTok account that has like 5 billion followers?
Right.
And every time it's just sad music playing behind like a David Goggins podcast. Yeah. That's what I felt during this episode.
Those people really have it figured out, huh?
Yeah. We have 110 followers on TikTok. So, let's get into the episode. Thorfinn, we start off with him in a dream. He's in a grassy field. I wish this wasn't a dream, because it is very beautiful. We have a goat too.
Baby goat.
Yep.
Which, a little something about Ronnie here. I live back in the woods, grew up back in the woods next to my grandparents. My grandfather always had goats when I was growing up, for the most part. Off and on again, just to keep the fields down so you didn't have to mow them. And so a few different times in my life, I've got to experience like a herd of new baby goats where all the moms got like pregnant at one time. So you just have like 7 baby goats running around. They are the most fun animal. I don't know if you have baby goat experience. Most fun animal to just observe. They're so like goofy and clumsy.
Do they let you play with them?
Yeah, you can definitely like get a hold of them and stuff, and then they'll whine and everything, but they just love jumping on things, and they do a bunch of like tail spins. They're just a lot of fun. And so when I saw this baby goat, I was like, oh yeah, if Thorfinn's laying there, it's totally going to try and climb on him and just hop around.
What about adult goats? Can you play with them?
Adult goats kind of suck.
Really?
Yeah, they're just, you know, eating grass.
But you can pet it though?
Yeah, you can pet them if you're around them enough. They don't mind you petting them, but they just kind of stink. It's kind of like life gets to them, and then they realize, oh, why was I hopping around so much? I'm just kind of in this field eating grass all day.
Yeah.
It's not that great.
Even though I would say that sounds pretty great.
Yeah, but you do it over and over again.
Yeah, every day.
Same grass, different day.
Yeah, but the piano man, he is in tune because he comes strolling on in, stroking those keys.
I don't know if you saw it. It was the first time I noticed Thorfinn. He kind of sits up. Thorfinn's arms are ginormous. I don't know if he's got a good angle.
You're talking about long or just strong?
His forearms, dude, are just... It's clear he's been chopping trees down.
Yeah.
Is what I've... Like, that's the first time I went, whoa.
I mean, how big do you think our forearms would be if we chopped trees down for just 2 years straight?
Bigger than they are now.
Yeah, probably. There is something about... It's like... it's the same thing with, like, rock climbers and stuff. People that are small... Because Thorfinn is, like, you know, technically a small guy, but just uber strong. Like, oh, if you, yeah, just those type of people just scare me. If that makes sense. Because I'm not one of those people, by the way.
Strong?
No, like, I'm not small.
Oh.
he thinks that his actual life was all just a dream, and what a scary dream his actual life is when you think about it.
Ah, get this. This is really the first gut punch. He's basically...
This is him if he stayed in Iceland and then him and his dad went off and found Vinland and are now in a grassy field.
I liken it to this. I don't know if you've had this experience. I will say once every 6 months, I'll wake up from a dream where I was either one, working at like an old job that I used to have. And it's nothing like anything crazy happened. It's just like, oh, I had to go to that job, clock in, do the work. Or two, I'm like back in high school just going through classes and I have like a project due. And then I wake up and I'm like, for a second, I go, oh, thank God I'm not doing that anymore. He's essentially doing that, except he's going to wake up and be like, oh, wait, everything that I was saying, thank God that didn't happen, happened. Which is...
Oh, what a weird feeling. I've never been in a dream and said, thank goodness that I'm not in the actual real world that I thought was a dream.
So you promise you were never like in a dream thinking, oh, thank God doing that podcast with Ronnie was just make-believe?
I think I thought it. I didn't say it out loud.
Okay.
I mean, how crazy would that be, though, if you did say that in a dream? I feel like that's a very hard thing to do. The real world is the dream.
You got to be really going through some traumatic stuff like Thorfinn to get to that level.
But yeah, right after he says that, we see him knocked out cold on the ground. And our freaking boy, Einar, he has been slaying away at these dudes, holding them off, fending them off while Thorfinn's knocked out.
Was scared Thorfinn lost an eye when they first cut to him. It was so bloody. It looked like it was just a hole of nothingness. But yeah, Einar's just been 1v3 in these guys.
He has, and he's not even that... I mean, he's hurt and winded, but not... I would feel like he'd be more beat up. I guess these three guys, they're all talk. That's what it comes down to. These retainers all talk. Of course, they say, though, that they'll have a big punishment because they are slaves and they attacked the retainers. They're thinking everything's going to go their way. Fortunately for us, we see that nothing does.
Yes. Every single turn, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but... Every time I think, okay, this is when we're going to see a little bit of a bad side of Kettle, and he just always comes through for me.
Right. Now, he does one thing that's just like, oh, I mean, I get why he does it, but, and I'll get ahead of myself, him blaming it on wild boars, I totally get him just being like, we're just going to chalk it off as, you know, supernatural cause or whatever, but... It does stink, though, that all their work went for nothing so far. Well, not all their work went for nothing, but a lot of it.
Well, I guess the one thing I would say is it makes me wonder what would have happened if they had not kicked these guys' ass and it was all one-sided. Because he basically calls it even. He's like, all right, well, you know, you guys ruin the field and then they're slaves, but they beat you guys up, so we'll just call it fair and square. You guys don't get to say anything about your injuries, and we'll say the boars messed up their field. What if they hadn't punched him?
Ooh, that's a good question. Like, you think Kettle would have been like, if we're going to tie you up and have them beat the crap out of you?
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, then we go back, though, and Thor's appears in Thorfinn's dream. but he just looks super disappointed. He tells Thorfinn he smells blood and asks who he killed and with that knife that I gave you, which would be so, I would feel so disappointed if I was the man, Thor's son, who said,
wait, you just did a puzzle real quick. If you were the man, Thor's son,
the man, Thor's, I'm calling him the man.
Okay.
If I was his son and okay. he said, and he so was disappointed. So if you were Thorfinn. Yeah. If I was Thorfinn.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but I'm not cool enough to be Thorfinn, so I can't say if I was Thorfinn.
Gotcha.
I was just one of his sons.
If you were Chad as Thor's son.
Yes. And he told me specifically to only use that knife to defend myself. And then I used it to kill multiple people. I would feel so disappointed.
Okay, yeah, but then that's when we kind of get into... In hindsight, that's the interesting part about Thorfinn's story, because up to a certain point, I would argue that he did do that.
He did, yeah, in a lot of it.
Because he was surviving.
Right.
He might have been the aggressor, but it was all in the realm of trying mm-hmm. to survive. At a certain point, he becomes old enough, I think he's skilled enough to where it's like, all right, you don't need these guys anymore, you can break free.
I feel like that's the reason he can change. Like yeah. if he was a guy that from the beginning just wanted to kill and do this, I don't think he would be able to change.
Right.
That. You know, maybe a little bit, but not this drastic. But Thorfinn instantly turns back to his younger self and he's stabbing a young Einar in the neck.
Mm.
He starts crying and hears Thor's talk about how strength was for protecting, not killing. He says he's sorry that there was much more that he needed to teach Thorfinn. And that also goes back to that point. He told him that one time when he was 6 years old. It's like if they had more time together, Thorfinn grew up a little bit more, he could have maybe never gone down this path. But yeah. It's just so, that's 6 years old. I mean, that's...
It is. It's just such a tough spot to be in. And it's also, it's wild that, because Thorfinn never killed a kid.
He did not. Yeah, he might have led to kids being killed,
but he never stabbed one in the neck like he's dreaming of himself doing.
And from what we've seen, he never raped a woman either.
Right.
Which is also a plus.
Which I believe he also didn't do that. Which I know it's like kind of his, because he stabs... Einar or Einar, and then
he then turns into
flashes
older,
and he's old Einar, right?
Right. I always, that's two pluses for people that I meet or people that I know. Haven't killed a kid, haven't raped a woman.
Those are like one of the top five things I look for in a potential friendship.
Oh, only one of those?
One of the top five.
Oh, okay.
Those, that combo.
I was about to say only one. Whoa.
Yeah. I was addicted to food, so I expressly do things in combos. Because I'm never ordering anything a la carte.
One of them's just a tater tot side. Yeah. The other one's the full course.
Yeah.
So Thorfinn takes the blame, and Thor's... Yeah, he's taking the blame for it all. He's not letting his dad take this blame. And Thor says, "You have no enemies. Nobody has enemies. As a hand from underneath the ground," which is a zombie hand, starts to grab him, and then we have multiple zombies start to pull him down. The knife falls from Thor's, who says it's not okay to hurt anyone, and we get like a reflection through the knife. I always love when they did this at the end of season one. It's always so cool to me.
Yeah, they like using that little motif. Mm-hmm. I like it as well.
And he officially then gets dragged into what I call, and I'm sure you will too, hell, it looks like.
Yeah, the brink of it. A little cliffside looking over it.
The visuals of him falling down this valley cave thing is just absolutely insane, because he's trying to grab on to the rocks. His fingernails are ripping off as he's falling down.
This was another example of why I know that Thorfinn is tougher than me, because after about 3 seconds of falling, I would have no longer been trying to grasp at the edges, and I would have just been like, all right, falling until I land.
You think you'd be like, all right, I'm going to die. I'll just close my eyes. Or you would still be scared?
I would like to think that if I was in that situation, which obviously this is a dream, I would have the wherewithal to know, okay, I'm not going to be able to grab the edge. This is going to suck, especially if my nails start ripping off like his does. Dude. Which, oh.
They do. I mean, the sound of it, too. I don't know what is up with the animation and the sound quality of this episode. It is so extremely good.
I hope that I would have enough body control to just basically pencil dive with my head first.
Is that really how you would go?
I mean, if you're falling down a trench like this.
Yeah, but you could do like so many cool things. You could try to do like a split in the air, falling.
Oh, no. What if you landed in a split?
Oh, dude. Oh, I just thought about that. That might not be the best idea, but you would still die. You on just impact, right?
Yeah, I mean, from as far as of a drop it is to hell, yeah, I think you'd still be okay. But the idea of there ever being a possibility that I land in a split, rip my groin, and then I'm still okay, shatter my hip bones.
Like, I'm thinking when you jump from the Twin Towers, buildings are burning, so you decide to jump.
Yeah.
How would you want to land? You would do the pencil dive?
Oh, it's such a terrible thought, but yeah, pencil dive with the head.
But you're going to die on impact either way.
Yeah, they were once again high enough to where you can pretty much freestyle it as whatever way you want to. I don't think it matters too much, but... All right, let's move on to the next cheery part of the episode.
He finally catches the edge of a rock.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. His fingernails are ripped off. He's bloody. He's screaming.
Like, here's the other thing, right? This is just the... He's not anywhere close to death, like in real life.
He's just knocked out.
This is just the worst nightmare ever.
Oh, it is.
Like, that's the whole thing I kept thinking the whole time. I'm like, dude, if you just let go, you would wake up. You need that final little push to be like, all right, wake up.
Yeah, is he not? Is it because he's like legitimately knocked out from a punch that he's not waking up?
I guess, yeah. Like, it's not, he can't be startled awake, maybe.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of, because maybe all the other times he's had nightmares, it's been similar to this.
It could have been, and he doesn't remember it, or he doesn't get far enough in to remember it.
I mean, what a terrible nightmare, though.
Really bad.
So he looks down to see warriors, but not true warriors. We've got a bunch of zombie warriors, he even asks if it's Valhalla.
And I said, no, it's Helnala.
I actually like that one.
Thanks.
I like it. You shat on my One Piece, and this is a little spoiler.
Yeah, a little spoiler from our weekly One Piece coverage.
But I said, you've heard of Elf on the Shelf. How about Chef on a Ship?
Which was just... And part of it will be edited, you know, because we want to make those... we want to make those so condensed and only chocked full of really good content. But you'll miss out. Here's a little behind the scenes. He goes, oh, how about this? And then he said that line to me, and I had never been more disappointed. And then I said, yeah, put it in. Let's keep it.
Put it in. Do it. Oh, man. Yeah, it's like an escort. You're just like, put it in. So.
Too many close-ups on zombie teeth. Zombie mouth.
Yeah, dude. I mean, there's obviously not a hygienist down here.
No.
We know that. I would say too, I mean, just Vikings in general, how bad did their teeth have to be in the past?
Well, yeah, I mean, not to go back to the One Piece thing, but we were also talking about how one of the characters had scurvy. A lot of scurvy going on down here in hell.
I think they're swimming in scurvy, whatever this stuff is. But yeah, they're just constantly fighting. Everyone is enemies. We even get Bjorn. I love seeing Bjorn. He's like in his... mushroom trip down here. Still very angry. We then hear a laugh in the distance to see that it's none other than the goat himself, Askeladd. And as soon as you heard that laugh, did you get kind of hyped? Because it's that snarky ass laugh that he always has.
Yeah, well, I got hyped because I saw the smile or the laugh, but then also because the fact that he somehow
is not
in
there.
Thorfinn's mind, he was also able to catch himself like before he fell down, which is just like another awesome touch.
Yeah,
that, you know, the show respects us as viewers. So Thorfinn doesn't make any kind of comment about it. You just kind of infer it to yourself that how long has, in Thorfinn's mind, has Askeladd just been hanging above all this chaos? Totally nail the presidential fitness test back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's asking Thorfinn, though, if he's really still stuck up there and says it's been a while, and then we go straight into the calling card. But that is hilarious too, that Askeladd's still like, really, dude? You're still just up there doing the same shit. We come back though, Askeladd being as cheeky as ever. Thorfinn asks him if this is Valhalla, but he says that this isn't the afterlife. The afterlife is a much nicer place. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the nicest answer that Askeladd could give to Thorfinn's question of, is this Valhalla? Because this is, I guess that goes to show Thorfinn's, like, negative viewpoint on what they all do and what they were trying to get to. He's like, oh, God, is this it?
Yeah, how cool is that? Because Thorfinn not once ever even tried to mention Valhalla back in season one.
Yeah.
He did not care at all.
It's almost like at some point he like was staying up late at night thinking about, just kind of like disgusted at what they were all doing. And they're like, yeah. Or he kind of made up in his mind that we're not going to some paradise. Like it's going to be essentially hell. And now he gets here and he's like, yeah, I was right.
But yeah, Askeladd says this is where all warriors wind up. Everyone is your enemy here. Except for yourself. And it's just endless battle. And while he's saying this, I mean, we've just got awesome sword play. Bjorn, I think, grabs the head of somebody and throws it around. Just a bunch of crazy shit's going on down here. It all, like, it's like you said, the zombies, they're so well animated and so creepy that a lot of times, like, anime, you can't really get, like, the creep factor from it because it is animated. This one right here really actually does it for
me. A lot of close-ups mm-hmm. and just grossness. I also want to go back and fix my mistake, which is, it's funny because now I'm looking at the episode again in my mind, like if you had offered me anything, I also just had Askeladd doing a just hanging from a pull-up bar for the past
he's chilling on like a pillar.
He's
right?
On a pillar. Yeah, he's just he's kind of to knelt down.
that would be hilarious if he was just hanging on a pull-up bar.
I thought he was the whole conversation.
Oh, really?
I mean, in my head, yeah. Okay. He's just that badass.
I heard you say that. I figured you just meant though that he was just chilling up there.
He is just chilling. That is 100% correct.
He asked Thorfinn if he remembers living here with him. And Thorfinn then catches the reflection of himself in the knife that drops again. He tells Thorfinn that he was empty out and asked what's inside him now. And that's when Thorfinn starts to break down a little bit and says he's still a warrior. He just now punched a man in a fit of rage. So now he's like even thinking back to, he's got the awareness of his actual outside of this place now.
Yeah, that's true. Because that's the other thing, like when Thorfinn makes the comment, oh, you're still doing the same thing up there. Like, he's basically, that's him saying, oh, you're still up there just killing people and stuff like that. It's so weird because it's Thorfinn's dream. It's like Thorfinn projected that onto Askeladd, that just because he punched that guy, if he were to see Askeladd again, Askeladd would be like, oh, still just doing the same old shit, huh?
Mm-hmm. Even though he obviously hasn't
been.
Yeah. Thorfinn calls himself pathetic and says he never grows up. And that's when Askeladd tells him to keep his eyes open. Beneath you is something terrifying. And then that's when we see even creepier hordes of, it's like the Train to Busan movie where they all pile up on the train. Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen the Train to Busan.
Ronnie, if you ever want to see,
okay,
first of all, Asians,
yep,
incredible zombie actors,
okay,
and actresses.
You watched the 2016 South Korean action horror film?
It is, Ronnie, I believe to be the craziest zombie, most realistic zombie movie I've ever seen. These people...
Wait, what does that even mean? Hey, you know zombies aren't real, right?
These people, what I mean to say is, you know how you watch The Walking Dead sometimes and you're just like, oh, that was CGI.
Okay.
Oh, they got these people, Ronnie, are the greatest actors of all time. They form a human train line where the train is going. One zombie holds on to the train, and then 700 zombies form a chain link of corpses. But it's real. You can tell it's all happening as the train is moving.
I hope you know how poorly I would handle watching The Train to Busan.
Why?
I would be such a chicken. Are you kidding me?
You've got to watch it for these actors and actresses. Anybody that hasn't seen it and wants to see crazy realistic zombies.
Good God. Get us to 100 Patreon subscribers, and then I will consider watching Train to Busan.
You heard it here first, folks. Patreon.com/Ronnie and Chad.
We're not that far away, so just tell your friends.
But yeah, that's what they're doing here, is they're forming like a mountain of zombies climbing up each other. And that's when Thorfinn just starts screeching and kicking them.
Yeah, and before they do make the mountain, because then they're going to be there for a while, it is... We can't mention every single one of them, but there's so many good shots in this episode. Like, there's one of Thorfinn hanging from the ledge, but it's like above his shoulder, looking down on Askeladd on the pillar, and then behind him is just literally a pool of blood and just people going at it.
I know. I didn't see, besides Bjorn, I didn't see anybody else that I knew.
And I know. I kept looking.
But then I realized I don't know anybody else.
Well, and then we're getting ready to get to a great part here with Thorfinn that nails that point home even harder.
That's when we realize Askeladd says that these are all the people that he's killed. Or I don't know if, does Thorfinn realize that or Askeladd tell him that?
Well, that's what's weird, right? Is like, I don't know, because Thorfinn didn't kill Bjorn.
No. Those are all the Vikings. These are just people that he killed. That makes
that
sense.
Are climbing up to him.
That are climbing up to
him.
That are climbing up. Those are all just the people
that
killed.
They noticed that Thorfinn was here, and they got a little... They were all part of a Discord server saying, we died from Thorfinn. Yeah. They all got together and started making a zombie mountain to get to him.
How messed up do you have to be in the head to dream something like this?
It's so specific.
Yeah. The zombies are even crying, reaching towards Thorfinn. And that's when they start grabbing onto him, grabbing his clothes, and Piano Man just slowly chimes in here. He does a great job this episode, by the way. Whoever's the piano guy deserves a raise. Thorfinn says, I don't know you or where you are from and can't even remember when I killed you. And he starts crying, the tears dropping down on the zombie's face, and just starts pleading with him, saying he's sorry. And it just, the voice acting here, the Piano Man, the animation, this is where, you know, Chad, if he's by himself, he might get a little emotional right now.
Yeah, to me, the best part is where he's just like, he feels so bad about all of them, and he realizes that he knows none of them. It's just all these lives that he's taken. He doesn't know anything about them.
Just random soldiers, random Vikings, just
right.
Enemies. Everyone that he considered enemies that he had no grudge against.
And half of them probably deserved it.
Right. Yeah, there's probably a good bit that did deserve it. And...
because there's probably half of them that committed horrible war crimes that Thorfinn never even thought about committing.
Right.
Such as... the big combo that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
The killing kids, rape, and rape combo.
Yeah. That's a combo you don't want to order for yourself.
No.
So Askeladd looks at him while arrows start shooting towards him. And we get, I mean, the best soundtrack of Vinland Saga.
Do you know its name?
Unfortunately, wow. I don't know his name. It's the soundtrack that plays when Bjorn gets killed by Askeladd.
Wow. It's not Attack on Titan. The guy doesn't know the name of the soundtrack.
I believe it. Well, it's because it's in Japanese. Like, it's only in Japanese letters. So I just go off that.
Gotcha. That's fair.
Askeladd then jumps down while the arrows are shooting past Thorfinn and just starts slaughtering zombies. He tells Thorfinn to quit crying. Even if they are hanging on, you keep climbing, and shouts at him to climb. That's your battle. Thorfinn, take the people with you and fight your true battle. Become a true warrior. And that's when Thorfinn reaches up. We have the gnarliest scream from Thorfinn. Absolutely epic. More emotional right here. And boom, we're back into the present.
He starts flying up.
He starts just flying up. Just reaching up, he starts flying. And this is when the part of your dream when you realize yes. this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, the biggest part of the dream, where you just like become supernatural. Have you ever had a dream where you wake up from and then you feel like you fundamentally changed as a person?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was the dream?
I was Danny Phantom.
All right, I feel like this is a joke.
It's not a joke.
You fundamentally changed as a person.
No, okay. I didn't fundamentally change. But I just woke up and was like, whoa, dreams are awesome.
Yeah, okay. So not what I was saying at all. I will admit to this. I remember probably up to, I'll say honestly, my junior or senior year of high school, I believed the old wives' tale that if someone you knew was in your dream, it meant that you were also in their dream. So I remember being in like middle school and like someone would be in my dream. And like the next day in class or like in the hallways, I'd be like looking at people.
Did you dream?
And I would never say, was I in your dream? But I just kind of side-eyed him to see if maybe they were going to say, hey, you were in my dream. So I could be like, you were in my dream.
But they never said it.
Yeah, and then I think eventually I started to realize, oh, that's not true.
I just, every time I did that in middle school, I would just go up to all the girls. Did you dream about me last night? And it never worked. They always just kind of shunned me.
Yeah, I think eventually you get to like sophomore year and then like the really hot senior girl is in your dream and you wake up and you go, Yeah, I wasn't in her dream. I think that's probably not true.
I think this whole dream though, right here, no lie, is a top three moment for me in Vinland Saga so far.
Really?
Yep. I would put it up there with Bjorn's death and with the finale episode, some moments in the finale episode. I think it's probably those are.
I really liked it. I don't know if it would go that high for me. Okay. That like the top three. Really good stuff. Because I guess what I was kind of to go back to an earlier point when you said, oh, we should watch this one together. When I remembered, oh, he said that, was when kind of Askeladd started really giving his spiel down there. I was like, oh, yeah. And then I kind of kept waiting for some, like Thorfinn to snap out of his dream. And then when it became apparent that like, oh no, 90% of this episode is just his dream. I was kind of like, oh, okay, interesting. Not what I was expecting when Chad was like, oh, we need to watch this one together. I guess he just wanted to like bro down.
I just wanted to bro down in this moment. Yeah, that's the good thing about Farmland Saga. Now there's going to be some different scenario moments that happen throughout this, but a lot of it is just bro down moments.
Okay.
A lot of it.
I would have loved to cry with you, brother.
So we're back to the farm. He's reaching up in the sky. Snow is lightly falling down, and it's just so stunning. I mean, I'll say the C word, Ronnie. I'll bring it out of the bag. Cinematic here.
Yeah. You love using that C word that sounds like an S word.
He runs to Einar to see him laid out on the ground. And, you know, when I first saw this, I was super worried that something actually happened.
Yeah, I was worried before he even ran over to him on the ground because when he woke up, I was expecting it to zoom out and him just to be, like, sitting there. And then when he wasn't, I was like, oh, God, did those guys, like, take him somewhere? But no, he's just a little bit further down the trail.
Mm-hmm. And that's when he said, you know, we won the fight. That's the first thing he said. But he's been through it. And you can't, I mean, I love Thorfinn's progression right here, but I absolutely love that Einar got to kick their ass. I've got to be honest. I love it.
100% yes, but I will also, in it is a certain level of progression from Thorfinn, but what he's getting ready to start going on to right here is part of the reason why this is not a top three moment for me.
Okay.
Go, I won't step on your lines yet.
They both start hobbling off. You know, they're carrying each other, walking. This is me and you after, you know, a night of podcasting.
Yep, I'm always carrying you. Even though I just went through the most traumatic experience of my life, I'm like, here, lean on my shoulder, Chad. I'll get you to where we need to go.
Yeah. This is us after Friday nights doing a SpongeBob and a Patreon.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Whoa.
Einar realizes they've been through a rough patch, and now they're probably going to get in some trouble from that fight. But he's, you know, he's thinking it's worth it because what they did was so bad to them, the whole wheat field incident.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he loved seeing Thorfinn punch that guy, though, that it was so satisfying. And that's when Thorfinn just stops in his tracks. He tears up and says, I've used these hands to kill so many people, people no different than you and your family, and names that of people that I don't even know. People I had no grudge against. He's going through the whole dream. He remembers it all. This is the moment we needed from Thorfinn. Remember the dream. He finally did. And he says, and today I struck another person, but it ends now. I'll never hurt anyone ever again. That is a tall task to say.
Right. So that's where... No. Okay, so I don't know. This is a really deep cut if you've never seen it before. You know Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
So there's this funny clip. You may have seen it before. It's made its rounds, but he's he's talking about... He's in an interview, and they start talking about, like, pay for women, even pay for women in movies and stuff like that, how, you know, actresses will make way less than, like, the Liam Neesons of the world. And he's, like, fighting. He's like, yes. He's like, these actresses, they're great. He's like, we need to get them paid, all this stuff. So then the interviewer goes, so would you be willing to, like, take a pay cut to help fund these actresses? He goes, no, now you've gone too far. And that's how I am to Thorfinn right here, is I just want to say, no, now you've gone too far. Like,
that's like me saying, that's like me finding out that just drinking water is good for you, and me going, I will never take a sip of anything other than water in my life again.
It's a legendary clip. I'm going to show it to you after this. Everyone should look it up if you haven't seen it. But no, he had this whole thing, and he comes out of it, and but now he's like, it's like, no, you can't do that either. That's the whole other polar opposite side of it.
And that's what I'm surprised that Einar did not. Well, he does say he doesn't understand it. He's like, well, you can tell he's like, whoa, that's a little too far. But he doesn't just straight up say, dude, that sounds ridiculous.
The most depressing thing about all of this is if he could have grown up a little bit more with Thors as his dad, all of this would have been ironed out so young. Because he's basically, he's on the path to get to where I believe Thors ultimately got to, which was Thors got so tired of killing and everything that he faked his own death, took his wife, moved to Iceland where he just lived like a peaceful life. Obviously was not, I mean, we saw him in that first episode. He wasn't looking for a fight, did everything he could to avoid a fight until he was cornered and he had to protect those around him, including his like son. And that's what Thorfinn, he's either not thinking about that right now or that's so obvious to him, he's just not saying it.
Right.
But to me, like, the punch that he did, that was so justified.
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, that's what I think, too. But, yeah, it's like, it literally is like a little kid's logic of realizing violence is bad.
Yeah.
And then instantly being like, I will never under any circumstance do anything violent.
And that's honestly why I'm a little bit disappointed in Einar.
For not saying anything right here?
Yeah, because how does he not go, okay, that's good. I see where you're growing.
Yeah.
But...
You know, yeah, maybe it's just one of those scenarios where Einar is like, after we heal from this, he's like, I just had my ass kicked.
Yeah.
I'll talk to him about
it. He's like,
it.
Let's get some shut-eye, then I'll talk about it. Yeah. Give him the whole idea of like, well, dude, like, what if someone was holding me at knife point? Would you, like, help me?
Yeah. Yeah, he then sees his pops, though, once he says that. And it's like his pops has given him the okay. And he's walking off into the dream again, the sunset. Thorfinn has decided to fight his true battle. Einar hasn't been through what he's been through. So, yeah, that's where he says that. He's like, so I don't really get what you're saying, but I'll accept it. And we fast forward to see that they won't be punished.
Well, pause real quick because I still want to say, I'm very curious to see what Thorfinn considers his true battle. Because that was another thing, I don't know if you mentioned it in your recap, but he admits to Askeladd about being like, he was just kind of lollygagging through life and then found himself as like a slave. Like, he hasn't been trying to do any of this, so it's like, what does it look like to see him try and live his true life? Right.
Yeah, it really is all just so depressing when you think of if he just got to grow up with what seemed to be the greatest father of all time,
yeah,
all of this could have been avoided.
Don't even get me started on the mother. And also, that's why I always hold a little bit of hatred for Thorfinn, because this whole emotional episode, not once did he mention his mom and sister.
Yep. I mean, dude, think about it. And it's so depressing, dude. He remembers his dad, obviously, because the most traumatic experience of his life, his dad dying in front of him. He's going to remember that. But being six, he's like, what, 20, early 20s now? I don't even know how old he is at this point. That is just so... He has not seen his mother since he was six.
Even if he just,
insane.
Threw in some kind of line that would insinuate that he's scared to go back because of who he is now. He feel like, one, they wouldn't even recognize him. Two, he would just bring down the ultimate vibe because he assumes that they're, like, doing fine. Just give me something. Acknowledge them.
Think about all the memories you have with your mom from when you were six and younger.
Yeah.
Dude, that is wild. But, yeah, we fast forward. We're with Catil and Patir, and we see that they're not going to be punished because the retainer's pissed about this, very pissed. But Patir found objects, little buttons from the retainer's coats on the wheat field. And, you know, Catil, he is not happy about it. He says, we'll say boars ravaged the farm and we'll call it square.
Yep, there was no fight.
No fight. Yeah, how cool is this, though? Because it just shows, too, that... Kettle has so much trust in Patir. Like,
yeah.
And obviously, Patir's not going to fake finding stuff from that guy's coat, but him being a former slave, he obviously is going to probably stick up for the slaves, and Kettle knows that, like, oh, he's being completely honest.
I mean, do I know how to pick him, or do I know how to pick him? What did I say last episode?
I mean, that guy's so awesome.
Patir is that guy. I mean, he's the one that you look at and go, oh, I want like an 8 to 10 episode throw out mini series on how Patir got here.
Yes.
Because he doesn't seem like, did he have a slave friend? Like these two have each other? Did he do it all by himself?
That's a good point. And it just, I love his dynamic with the master. Because he basically is the master's personal assistant. He could technically be a slave, but that shows how much he respected the master to be like, oh, I'm not your slave anymore. I still want to be right by your side. But yeah, Patir thanks the master and says he's not afraid of like any retribution from the people that he works with. Because, I mean, yeah, you would think about it. Like, if you got thrown under the bus by your coworker, I mean, obviously, I don't think me or you would ever do a shitbag thing like these retainers.
No.
But if you are a shitbag, you would probably be pissed at your coworker for telling on you.
Well, now it also sets up like I'm interested to see where the next step is in Farmland Saga, because after this, like, surely those retainers don't try and get a second dose of revenge. You just stood in front of the master who's like, it's even. You know Patir's watching him. Now you're on his radar, so like, don't. Why would they try anything stupid?
We then get Thorfinn and Einar. They're continuing to work. They're with old man Sverkel.
What, continuing to work, but this is also beautiful because they're starting again. Starting again, yep.
The wheat field again. And this time, which I think this is a good testament to the old man Sverkel, he's going to watch them. Like, he has no business being at their new place, right? Isn't this their new wheat field? He's just going to watch them?
Well, dude, the interesting thing about it, now that you say that, is because I don't even know. Well, okay, there is a tree down there. I was going to say it's almost like he just took them under his a wing and was like, here, you guys just come plant wheat in my fields because I'm doing it all by myself and I'm an old man who's got the biggest crick in his back you've ever seen, and let's work it out together. But I do see one stump here, so maybe they are just...
Yep. But they've got a newfound purpose and end of episode. What a sweet ending to an episode. So satisfying, that little last like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, they're really... We're getting to the point. First of all, the show is beautifully written because I was thinking about this too the other day. Or I guess it was today on my way to work. How... So much respect for the show for actually like taking their time, because I obviously knew that Thorfinn was having these nightmares, and there's been a few different times during this season where I'm like, okay, Thorfinn's kind of figuring out like why he was so tormented and like what was going on with him, but then they sit in there a little bit longer because he had so much abuse where it was just going to take a long time to straighten it all out. And
he had to get knocked out cold, pretty much.
To just be like, oh yeah, 9 episodes, we're going to do a farmland saga where Thorfinn, and it's still not done yet.
We're still on the farm, dude. We're still.
But to just be like, where we're just trying to show the effects that season one had on Thorfinn.
Yeah. That's what's so awesome about it too, is like, I'm chilling on this farm with him. That's what I feel like right now.
Oh, and so that, sorry, I got cut, or I got on to another point. We're getting to a situation here where this is going to be the best bros relationship in TV of all time.
Yes.
I mean, we're getting
Ronnie
there.
Ronnie said, okay, that's what I wanted to say at the end of this episode. I had this same feeling. This to me, obviously the show is amazing, like, taking nothing away from it, but it is at the point where, you know how you just have certain shows like Dragon Ball where Goku and Vegeta being like rivals, that combo is just so well known that even if you don't watch the show, you know it. To me, this show is so fucking good that Thorfinn and Einar's best friendship should be like an iconic duo like that.
I know. I'm thinking in my head right now as you're talking. I want to come back with what I believe to be, from what I've seen so far, the top 5
broships.
That sounds so stupid. There's got to be a better word for it.
Best ofrendos?
Yeah, something like that. The best broships in all of TV, because this one is quickly climbing up the scale, and I don't even know.
It's only 9 episodes, and it's that good.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to try and think of, come back with some of your top
SpongeBob and Patrick, that's one.
God, that's a tough one to come back from. See, that one's a little bit different, though, because things usually seem so happy-go-lucky. They're still in top 5 for sure, probably still above this one for now, but these two guys have gone through so much more.
Oh, they have. End of episode, though. We're 3 episodes ahead if you go to the Patreon, patreon.com/Ronnie and Chad. We're also 3 episodes ahead on SpongeBob. We do learn a little something. Check it all out.
We have fun over there. We will talk with you real soon. I've been Ronnie.
I've been Chatty.
See ya.
Peace.